Mike Bailey, a pioneer of the Gulf Coast wine scene and award-winning food entrepreneur.
I know a lot of you wonder what to do with your moon pies. Well, I've got some wine suggestions for you. Lemon moon pies, Sauvignon Blanc, Chenin Blanc, or Pinot Grigio.
Stuart Reb Donald, acclaimed food and travel writer and world-class chef.
I was chef de casserole. I made the casseroles in the frozen food department.
For more than a decade, they've combined their expertise to answer your questions and introduce you to the culinary movers and shakers you want or ought to know. Four-time Taste Award finalists, 10-time Nappy Award losers. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Drop, keep a screaming for more.
Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Why, sporty, ooty, dragon, why?
Well.
Mike didn't have his headphones on. He was so busy in Facebook, he didn't start the live until after the new intro. So it won't show up.
There'll be more.
Until next week, which is the 5th anniversary show.
Yeah.
Or 11th anniversary show.
Yes. That was good.
So today is the final show of our 10th year.
Of our 10th year, absolutely. It's been a great ride.
Yeah, it has been. And sometimes flight.
And flight.
Some flights involved.
There. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to the Sip and Chew Show. You just heard our new intro.
For the first time.
And those listening on the radio
will be happy to hear something different.
Yeah. So we heard you. We weren't ignoring you. We heard you.
Sean. We heard you, Sean.
Yeah. But wow, that's great. Good job. Good job, Steve.
Yes. Thank you very
and
much.
Whoever
Steve.
Else. Anybody? Just you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Stu wrote it out. I put it together.
Yeah. All right. I must have been too busy.
As usual.
I got a lot going on.
Yeah.
All the time. But
it's what I do.
Hey, you can catch us live on the stream thing.
Facebook.
Yeah.
And YouTube. That's what those are called, Mike.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's our new intro. How about that? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And like I said, you could go listen to it on our Facebook page, but Mike was so mesmerized
hearing
his voice.
I forgot to hit the start button.
You won't be able to hear it until
later.
Yeah. He's got the podcast after.
There you go.
Yeah, you can get that on the FMTalk1065.com.
That's correct.
Wow. You
just click on podcast.
We're fancy like that, aren't we?
Yeah.
Cool. So anyway, welcome to the show, folks. I hope you enjoyed that new intro there. So.
Mike's just all beside him.
I don't know what to say.
But we still kept Wine Spodiote. That was the Jerry Lee Lewis version of Wine Spodiote. There's quite a few covers of it out there.
Oh, yeah.
But when I heard that one, I was like, oh, we should have been using that since the beginning.
Yeah.
You heard that piano lick at the very beginning? Man, as soon as I heard that, I was like, how have we not been using this?
But anyway, well, here we are. News about to start and start a new
year decade.
Next week. Yeah,
new decade on the air.
Yeah. If a lot of you don't remember, our first guest was Armando from Los Rancheros Aztecas,
Hacienda San Miguel.
San Miguel, and they've opened up so many more restaurants since that interview.
No kidding. Yeah.
A lot. So, and it happened to be on a Sunday. Cinco de Mayo happened to be on a Sunday.
Yep. So it was the perfect guest. And
absolutely.
One of the few guests that Mike booked, usually that's my thing. He's gotten some of the wine people and stuff, but that, you know, his job was other stuff. Mine was lined up guests.
I kind of knew.
And here we are 11 years later. Mike's lined up his second guest for the show. And we'll be with us later in the show. You want to make the announcement, buddy?
Yeah, we're going to have Reese Dispute. A lot of you Auburn fans would know him from his era at Auburn.
Yeah,
as
he was
the center.
He was the center for Nick Marshall. And, so he was the center that blocked for the greatest single game rushing performance in SEC history when Trey Mason went for 300 yards in the SEC championship game.
I've been there.
300 yards in a game, Mike.
Yeah,
no overtime.
That's
I think
a
it
lot.
Was five touchdowns.
During regulation, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Reese will be joining. He's got an event coming up. It's going to be next Saturday on the 4th at the Battleship. It's a big barbecue cook-off, and it goes to two worthy causes. And I plan on being there because I've got my Gulf Coast barbecue trail Facebook page, and yeah. and we're going to be and I enjoy people. I invite people to hit the like button on it and get on as a member of the group
and share your pictures.
Share your pictures. Share your thoughts of any barbecue along the Gulf Coast. We're trying to keep it, you know, on the Gulf Coast, and I consider Loosedale on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
and Babinette.
I guess we could go any county that touches the coastline.
Yeah.
Could do that. But Loosedale's George County.
Loosedale's got there's some good barbecue up in the Loosedale area.
But I don't have a problem including the counties above it. I mean,
I don't either. It's still along
Washington,
the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, right. If Washington County's got some good barbecue, let's hear about it.
Yeah. I've got me a list of where
Clark
I'm
County,
be going.
I don't know about y'all. Y'all a little wacky.
You know, you can only do so much in this area. I want to be able to at least get over to Port St. Joe.
Yeah.
And over to, there's some places in Louisiana
that
I want to get to.
I would like to try some Louisiana barbecue because they're really not known for it. And the most famous barbecue dish in Louisiana is barbecue shrimp, which is not barbecued at all. It's either sauteed or baked in the oven, shrimp with Worcestershire sauce and some brown sugar. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, barbecue shrimp is good. But it's not really barbecue. There's no flame. There's no barbecue sauce. And that's New Orleans barbecue dish.
Yeah.
So, and why would you not still include that? They call it barbecue, right?
It's barbecue.
So that would be grilled shrimp, wouldn't it, if it's barbecue?
Yeah, it is sauteed or baked. Yeah. So, yeah, but they call it that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love skewering shrimp and putting it on the grill.
Yeah, on the charcoal.
You know.
But, and, you know, you should explain a little in your group there about the mix-up people get with the term grilling, which does not mean to put it on a charcoal grill. Grilling is anytime what your cookies is in direct contact with a dry, high heat source.
Yeah.
So when you throw that hamburger patty into your iron skillet, you're grilling it. That is grilling. grilling as opposed to roasting, where you have a dry indirect heat.
Yeah.
Put it in the oven, the air circulates around it, still dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got boiling, which we all understand. It's submerged in boiling water. So it's submerged technically by a wet heat source.
Yeah.
You know, braising combines roasting and boiling.
I want to bring this subject up one day and we'll talk about it. Maybe we can do it after the next, because, you know, we're coming up to what they call Memorial Day weekend. It's like the
grilling
kickoff
season
to
for Yankees.
Barbecue season.
Yeah.
But
we've been having charcoal smoking in the yard since January.
You know, I just my jaw just drops when people say they boil their ribs.
That's a Yankee thing, man.
And then they
because they want their ribs done in 30 minutes. My friend married a woman from Chicago, and she said that's how everyone makes ribs. You boil them till they're tender, then you put them on a gas grill to get some grill marks on them. And I went, that is horrible. And the first time I brought my big charbroiler over, and they slept in, and for 3 hours I was out there. They had a creek I could fish.
I won't.
And I had, you know, three slabs of ribs on the grill for three hours.
Look.
And she took a bite out and went, wow. Yeah, that's
see,
barbecue.
That's to me, that's like a bottle and a half of wine. Mm-hmm. I like grilling. Barbecuing by my beverage. That's how I time it.
Well, we're getting into the breaking it down to the different cooking styles.
Yeah.
Smoking is not grilling.
Mm-hmm.
It is a low heat.
I love to smoke meat,
it is though. A low and slow process, and which breaks down the muscle fibers and allows meat that is generally very tough, like brisket, to get extremely tender.
Yeah.
And if you can get those toughest cuts tender, they have more flavor than the tender cuts. Brisket's got more flavor than ribeye.
I've done some beautiful job with brisket in my smoker at home.
Yeah, but it's a different time allotment and usually I think a different temperature than pork.
Mm-hmm.
And with pork being king in Alabama, not a lot of people have tried to do brisket. They were only going to do it if they could throw it on with the pork.
More and more restaurants are doing it, barbecue places,
because
barbecue joints are doing
right,
it. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
Yeah.
And there's some places along in the Mobile Baldwin County area that do a really good job with brisket.
Right.
And I got to where that's almost the only thing I eat when I go to a barbecue place.
And it is leaner than the pork ribs and the pulled pork. It's healthier for you. Not a whole lot.
I like that fat. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I like that caramelized.
But I'll tell you,
kind of burning in pork.
We'll talk about it in a second. 251-343-0106.
What is Callahan's Irish Social Club? Text in line.
Sure, that works.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, that's us.
That is us. Hey, I'd like to thank a few folks.
Yep.
I'd like to thank Bob's Downtown Diner, corner of Fat and Happy, which is North Jackson and St. Francis Street. Fine, fine, fine people there. Great food. Always a fun place to go to. And on Fridays, it's Red Shirt Friday. They do it every Friday. But they usually have themed shirts they wear a lot. Mm-hmm. On different days, but great, great place to go for breakfast and lunch. I had the French dip the other day.
Yeah, there you go. Always a classic.
And I've had the patty melt recently. Going against my diet because I've had
off. You know where else you can get both a patty melt and a fine French dip?
Where?
Butch Cassidy's Cafe in the heart of Flo Shell.
How about that?
Yeah. So they're not all about burgers, y'all.
Although patty melt, he does have great seafood there as well.
Mm-hmm. Your shrimp is killer.
It is. Absolutely, it is. But that's there on Florida and at O'Shell Road, like Stu said, right in the middle of Flo Shell. And we want to thank Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats. Fine folks there. They go out and ask for it. Look for it in the stores. Ask for it in the stores. I got to stop at the Piggly Wiggly on University Day, stock up on my Cajun smoke. Yeah. So, but anyway.
Well, Mike, I went to a wedding yesterday. I closed down early because I was not going to miss my niece's wedding.
I don't blame you.
And you just saw a picture. She looked like a movie star, didn't she?
She did.
Her father walking her down the aisle.
That's a great honor.
Yesterday, Ben posted on Facebook that, you know, today was the day and all of that. And I just put a little comment in it. I said, and you don't have to shoot it because he's a photographer as well. And I don't have to cater it.
There you go. You get to enjoy it.
Yeah. So we got to go. We went. It's a venue called The Elizabeth, mm-hmm. down in Grand Bay. Was absolutely stunning. Just a nice big house. And behind it, one of the most incredible oak tree forests. Snarled oak trees.
Beautiful. Let me tell you, Grand Bay is loaded with some gorgeous oak trees and farmland.
This is north of I-10.
Yeah,
it's off Old Pascagoula Road.
I know what you're talking about.
And then at some point, someone thought, I'm going to turn this into a wedding venue at least 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had pine trees in the middle of the oak forest,
mm-hmm.
that were having to grow until they got outside of the oak trees before they could put out anything. So it's just the tall stems. And they were in a straight line so that it made a perfect little alleyway for the bride to walk down. So
isn't that great?
I can't think that was just happenstance. No. I got to think that someone years ago decided that's what that was going to be. But the staff was just on top of everything. They had a go-kart for the seniors that need a little help getting to the front. And that everything was handled well. The food was good. My niece, I love her, made sure there were cheeseburgers on her wedding reception.
Were they cheeseburgers or slider, like cheeseburgers?
Sliders.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I like that.
Yeah, the slider is the perfect thing for a buffet mm-hmm. style like that. But the food was good. There was little cheesecakes and chocolate dipped strawberries and all of the usuals that were there. And it was just a beautiful event. Now, Ruthie is very blessed in that her father is a renowned musician here in Mobile, Ben Harper, and that her uncle, Stevie Harper, is a renowned musician on the Gulf Coast, and that her aunt, Mary Helen Harper, is a world-renowned cellist.
Wow.
So the music for this, was it Andrea Bonet, the flautist here in town that's in Mithril, I believe that's her name, and she's in the symphony. She was here, another flautist, a violinist, and then Mary Helen played her niece's wedding on cello. And Mary Helen she used to be in, I believe it was the Symphony of Madrid, Spain. She lived in Spain for a long time.
Wow.
She was in the
impressive.
And Mary Helen's late grandfather
I can hear them in my head right now.
Yeah. Or Ruthie's grandfather on that side of the family was Dr. Andrew Harper, who was over the music department at South Alabama for years.
Oh, wow.
And I love Dr. Harper. And I used to go to Spring Hill Presbyterian, which is their church, because Dr. Harper helped set up the church music program. And it's one of the best pipe organs in the South.
Oh, wow, really?
At Spring Hill Presbyterian.
You don't see those.
And when you have a pipe organ, you don't play modern gospel music from the 20th century. You play Bach.
Yes.
You play Baroque period.
Yes.
And there was a lot of Baroque music weaved into that. And I just loved it because it was like going to church in 1755
Wouldn't
Vienna,
it be horrible, though, if the pipe organ Baroque?
Baroque. If it's not Baroque, don't
yeah,
fix it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Don't even get me started.
I like that.
Before you go Chopin, you must first make a Chopin list. Yeah. If it's not Bach, if it's not Baroque, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going now, but I'll be Bach now.
But you know,
music school jokes.
At one time, they were hearing music coming out of Beethoven's gravesite.
He wasn't.
But it was backwards. The music was coming out of his grave backwards. And somebody asked, what's going on? I said, he's decomposing.
I do have an actual Fernando story, or an actual Beethoven story real quick. It was always said that he was deaf. Well, he was only deaf in one ear for the first 40 years. He could hear just fine out of the other one. Fernando Sor, who was a composer at the time who principally wrote for classical guitar, an instrument that Beethoven loathed. Fernando Sor goes over, says, I want you to listen to my compositions. This instrument is valid as much as your piano. And he sat down and he played a couple of tunes for him, and Beethoven got mad and threw him out. And then a few months later, Beethoven came out with his new piece, Moonlight Sonata, which was Fernando Sor's piece that he had just played for him on guitar. He stole it, plagiarized it. Fernando Sor challenged him to a duel to the death. As the recipient of that challenge, you get to choose the time and the weapon. Beethoven chose tea and cakes at 4 o'clock.
So, we got a caller there, Steve?
Indeed. Charlie?
Charlie, how are you?
Yeah, hey, guys. How are y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah,
I thought he said Shirley. Hey. Shirley, it's Charlie. Charlie, Shirley.
Shirley. Don't call me Shirley.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. I just wanted to let you know we're continuing our tour of restaurants on Old Shell Road. A couple of weeks ago, we went to the Big Bad Breakfast up next to the Dewdrop.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that was fine, although space was a little limited. But this morning we're on Upham at Old Shell at the Toasted Yolk.
The new one, yeah.
Yeah,
and let me tell you, if you want brunch with a Cajun twist, this is the place to come. They have regular breakfast, of course, but, you can get crawfish tails and all kind of stuff.
Nice.
Marguerite's ordering chicken bites in beignet batter. What I have now. I beg pardon?
Mike's drooling.
But anyhow, yeah, let me tell you, the menu is awesome. It's a little different.
Locally owned,
and if you're looking for something a little different, I'd recommend this place. They also have some unique coffee mugs, which I'm sure are for sale if you want them, but they say the Toasted Yolk on it. So,
cool.
The only complaint I have about Old Shell Road restaurants is that just like the Dewdrop, parking is very limited.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And that
well, at least
that'll change once the new wears off.
I think so. And I think people are doing just like we are out here. Sampling.
At least the Big Bad Breakfast, they got a big parking lot in the back, but they have residents upstairs.
Yeah.
And people get a little testy about their parking. And then the two other local places, they don't like people parking in their spot either. Yeah. So
parking at a business across the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love Red Beard Outfitters, the outfitter there on that
Yeah,
corner.
Right behind them.
So I'm going to go into Red Beer and do some shopping too. And I don't mind walking the block over there if I have to. But I'm also, I'm going to patronize Red Beard if I'm using their parking lot.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, but at the same time, you guys need to come by and check this place out. It looks real promising.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Me too. I am. Thanks, we are. Charlie.
Thanks for letting me share my report.
All right, Charlie. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Long time listener, first time caller.
Hey, I got a few things today. It's National Blueberry Pie Day.
Ooh.
I love blueberry pie. I love blueberry anything. I want to try the new blueberry Jack Daniel's, Crown Royal. That's a new one. Mm. Yeah, but anyway,
I can live without the flavored bourbons. But at the same time, if you too. Give me a glass, I can.
Oh, I'll try it.
Yeah. I'll never say no.
And what a great restaurateur. This guy is incredible. He's got a great sense of humor, very talented. All his kids are very talented musically, and they're all a bunch of funny guys. Rick Gambino. Today is Rick Gambino's birthday.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Rick, man, he's such a fun guy to be talked to, and he still acts like he's in his 30s or 40s. And just a great family all together. But, Rick, happy birthday, buddy. Hope you have a great day. I'm sure your family's going to make sure you do, and your granddaughter.
And this just in, breaking news. The 2024 SEC Men's Golf Champions, your Auburn Tigers.
War Eagle. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have that guy from Auburn on the show, yeah. Reese Dismuke.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All right, Stu.
Yes, sir.
We have a guest on the show.
We do.
And we got Reese Dismukes, and he's here to talk about the Gulf Coast Barbecue Championship.
Former starting center from your Auburn Tigers.
And this is an Auburn.
Yeah, we
network.
Are the Auburn affiliate Auburn from Mobile. Yes. Reese knows this because, Reese, you played at Spanish Fort, didn't you, buddy?
Yes, sir.
Oh, listen to that, Reese. Best game day atmosphere in America. Am I wrong, buddy?
No, you got that right.
All right. Well, Reese, we want to thank you for coming on the show this morning. And you know, I saw this on Facebook, and I think I reached out to you or them, the group, and said, man, I want to go to this thing, and I'm going to go see what it's all about. So why don't you tell me what we're talking about. Tell our audience what you're talking about, what we're talking about.
Well, I just want to thank y'all for having me. And thank you for reaching out. We have the Gulf Coast Barbecue Championship next weekend, next Saturday from 11 to 3 at the Battleship. And it's presented by Clear Path Restoration. They're a title sponsor, and obviously, you know, we couldn't do it without those guys. But we Rob Milam, who is the trainer at Spanish Fort, he is the president of Jamie's Joy. And then me and a few of my guy friends started the 50 Foundation back in 2018, and we raised money for epilepsy and other organizations that foster and enable the betterment of our society's youth. And we partner with Jamie's Joy, an HPV awareness foundation. And we put on a cook-off to raise money for each of our foundations. So it'll be a festival-style event. There'll be live music. There'll be activities for kids. And then actually, the Alabama Epilepsy Foundation is having a walk to end epilepsy, Saturday morning at the Battleship as well that, people could, pay, I believe it's like $20 and come out and do that as well. So it's really just a fun day of, just raising money for, two causes that we, greatly, admire.
Cool.
Well, that's
cool.
That's fantastic, Reese, and you certainly are exemplifying the creed with your efforts, yeah. My man.
Yeah, we in years past we've done a crawfish cook-off, the mudbug showdown, but we crawfish prices this year are through the roof, and
yeah.
We couldn't the logistics and the cost and everything didn't make sense, so we. We transitioned to barbecue, and we actually got our competition sanctioned by the Kansas City Barbecue Society. So
nice.
And that's for those that don't know, that's like the sprint cup of barbecue.
Hey, Reese, let me tell you, I have a 2013 medal, People's Choice medal, for my barbecue sauce from the Kansas City Barbecue Society.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Root beer barbecue sauce.
It was a root beer barbecue sauce, and I still make it. So, but yeah, that's awesome. It's got a Kansas City medal.
Yeah.
Just it's like, man, a big old medal, like an Olympic medal. Yeah. Man, no cheap old thing.
It's yeah, this whole barbecue world, you know, I'm sure you're very obviously you're familiar with it. It's a whole nother animal. So hopefully, you know, we have a good turnout. We got 10 teams competing, and
That's great.
Have to, you know, have people come out. We got a Meredith Hicks band. She's a local artist. She'll be performing, and you know, like I said, there'll be face painting and balloons and jumpies for the kids to play around on, and you know, the weather's looking good, so hopefully that holds up.
Yeah, and that park there at Battleship Park is just perfect. A great park for anything like this. Plus, you're surrounded by the history, and you've also, if you're a nature person, at the back end of the park, they've got a nature trail that takes you out to an observation tower in a swamp so that you can bird watch. And it's just a great park.
I want a gator watch.
Everywhere you are on the causeway is a gator watch.
Yeah, I see them every now and then walking across the causeway.
Oh yeah, you learn something new every day. I didn't know about that about bird watching, but my girlfriend will definitely love to hear that.
Yeah, it's a great little site, man, and you can see downtown Mobile from one side, and then you look out the other, and you see across this little grass savanna on out to the bay, and It's a nice little thing. They've done a great job with the construction. And here I am, you know, selling the Alabama State Park System.
I have a question for you, Reese. This is the producer of the show. Just a quick show question. Are you doing any of the barbecue yourself as well, contributing, or are you on a team or judging or what?
No. I'm the contest organizer. Next year I would like to maybe cook in it, but you know, I don't think I'll have time. Usually at these events, I'm running around with my head's cut off. But no, unfortunately, I will not be participating. But we have, I believe, my dad and a few of his friends will be cooking in it. And you know, we got a few more local people that have cooked in our contest before. I think we have a good mix. You know, I think it's probably 60% people have never, you know, competed in a KCBS event. So I think that'll be good. So it's, I think it's going to be a, you know, we're hoping for a great turnout.
And great weather. I hope it's great weather for y'all as well. But
hopefully the wind will die down a little bit by then.
What is your favorite cut to barbecue or to eat? Is it brisket? Is it ribs? You a pulled pork guy? You like the chicken thighs? Where you go with that, Reese?
I'd say I'm probably a.
Have you seen Reese? He likes it all.
Hey man, yeah. Us sinners.
Yeah, I don't really
like
discriminate
meat.
When it comes to food. You know, my mom and dad fed me well, but I actually just got done working out, walking on the treadmill, trying to get ready for it. But no, it's brisket when it's done right is hard to beat, you know, but there's nothing wrong with pulled pork and ribs, then, you know, some good chicken and ribs. The coleslaw, and I'm more of a, you know, a vinegar based guy. My granny has a sauce that she makes and that, you know, I make sometimes with her, and I actually hand it out to clients around town, you know, and have a few people that just absolutely love it. So
I love vinegar slaw. I do.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, in Auburn, were you at Byron's or were you driving to Opelika to get Chuck's?
I used to go to the barbecue house.
Oh.
Barbecue house before, but mainly barbecue house. I used to get breakfast there mostly, but and then Byron's as well. But I think Mike's, there was a barbecue restaurant right by the railroad tracks that I used to go to. It wasn't Byron's. That I used to eat at quite a bit.
Yeah, I discovered Chuck's in Opelika 2005. Was dating a girl that lived in Gainesville, and we met in LaGrange, or LaGrange, as she called it. But I stopped at Chuck's on the way up, and, you know, on game days, they have back then, it was $1 pulled pork sandwiches. So I went in and got 10 of them. waited in line for like 20 minutes. Everybody's getting the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's a mustard-based sauce. Just phenomenal. And I was like, yeah, I like that. And it turns out that area has its own barbecue style called the Big Pig style. And it's there in LaGrange, Auburn, Columbus, where it's just a small part of the butt called the CT butt. It's just that really tender piece cooked at a high heat with a mustard sauce. Just, it's just terrific. We could talk barbecue and Auburn football all day. We're here about you. So if people want to find out about this event, where can they go?
They can go on Facebook, and they can look up the Gulf Coast Barbecue Championship. They can find it there. We got a link to purchase tickets there. And, you know, if anybody's got any questions, they can just reach out there. And, you know, we just look forward to will be, you know, selling tickets at the door if people don't want to buy them online. You know, the Battleship will be charging for parking, so try to, you know, group your, I think it's $5 a car, so make sure you ride with your friends.
All right. And in case you missed it, being on the treadmill, Mill, we just won the SEC in golf today about half an hour ago.
That's awesome. Yeah, I heard that on the show when y'all were coming off the last segment. That's awesome. Yeah, I mean Auburn golf is you know they're great. I mean, hopefully the football team can follow suit this year.
Yeah, and making another run with basketball. It's great time to be an Auburn Tiger right now. But poor Reese missed having a bass fishing team when he was at Auburn.
Oh.
We're defending national champions bass fishing team, Reese. We don't talk about that enough. We need a banner up there. We need a statue of a largemouth bass outside Jordan Hare.
That'd be great. You know, I mean, it's, you know, it's crazy all the stuff that goes on you don't really hear about, you know.
But,
I mean, Auburn's a great place. And
it's a beautiful campus.
I look forward to getting back, you know.
Every time, you know, Reese, when I used to go to Atlanta a lot and when I was in the wine business, I always stopped either going to Atlanta or back, and I'd just go just sit there and look at the Eagles.
Yeah,
I would sit there for an hour looking at the Eagles in the, you know, in the big housing out front and of the stadium, and I go, this is just beautiful.
Man, until they've seen that Eagle soar over the field, they just don't know what it's like, do they, buddy?
No, I mean, that's, you know, it's pretty special. I got – chill bumps right now just thinking about
Now y'all say that. Describe your first time in that stadium on the field as a player and what that was like.
I guess in a game day it would have been Utah State. Man, I was a yuppie at that point in time. It was hot. It was hot, but it was electric, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, football in, you know, early September and August, and I think Auburn might be one of the hottest places in America, but, it was very special. You put on that AU and you did everything to, you know, honor those that came before you and Coach told me, Coach Grimes, my freshman year, you know, he said, look, when you get done playing football, what are they going to say about you, in 20, 30 years when you come back to a reunion? Because there ain't going to be no hiding then. So, I had a few goals and, you know, was fortunate enough to be surrounded by some great teammates. And,
awesome.
You know, we were able to, you know, have some good years and some bad years. And, you know, I'll cherish those for forever.
I bet, man. I bet.
All right, Reese, we want to thank you for being on today, buddy. We're up against the break. Good luck with your festival next week, and War Eagle, my friend.
War Dam, and thank you all for having me on, and hope to see you guys next weekend.
Reese, I'll see you next week.
Thank you, buddy.
251-343-0106 if you want to get in on the conversation.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, by the way, that number is the Callahan's, our social club call and text in line. But we got some other people to thank. I want to thank Bob's Downtown Diner on the corner of Fat and Happy, which is North Jackson and St. Francis Street. Great food, great air place. You could probably go listen to Marcus Elizondo right now playing out on the sidewalk. And it's probably a beautiful day to be sitting out there eating today. Mm-hmm. We also want to thank Roy at Butch Cassidy's and the fine folks over there at Butch Cassidy in the Heart of Flow Show. Roy, by the way, is a War Eagle guy, and he wears it proudly. And then we want to thank Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats. Going to get some
right after
the
you
show.
Get off the air, aren't you?
Got to go to Piggly Wiggly on University Boulevard and get me some of that Hall's Cajun Smoked Sausage, because my breakfast is not complete without it. Or my stewed cabbage or anything else I cook at night or during the day. So, anyway, that was a great interview. I'm glad to hear, Reese. We were 50 Funny Fellows together, which I'm not anymore, but it was a great interview. And I think they're going to do real well next week. I think it's going to be a fun event. So, what's going on in your world, Stu?
Oh, you know, a little of this, a little of that.
Mm-hmm.
And just racking up all these SEC championships. Let's talk about this real quick.
Okay.
Y'all won the SEC in football
mm-hmm.
and made Final Four in basketball. That's a great year mm-hmm. for Alabama or any yeah. school, right? Auburn won basketball or bass fishing national championship, women's golf national championship.
I didn't even know there was college bass fishing.
It is not NCAA sanctioned. It's sanctioned by –
It's like a club.
Oh, no, no. Well, they are clubs, but they're full sponsors. They got full NIL. I think Bass Pro
Shops. Do they throw the fish back?
Yeah, they have to. Yeah, it's catch and release. All tournaments are catch and release.
Okay.
Otherwise, you decimate the population of a lake in one weekend with 130 professional bass fishermen out
there. Yeah.
They used to be, the old Bassmaster Classic was, you had to bring them in and get them weighed there. And that killed so many fish. Now, if they come in and they're dead, they penalize you. You got to keep them alive in your live well so they can be returned. So two national championships in the summer. Then Auburn with the basketball SEC tournament championship. Now we've added men's golf SEC title, and now both individual and team golf. Both schools have had really good years.
Yeah.
Really good years. And I hate this narrative that if you didn't win the national championship, the season was wasted.
No.
If that is your attitude, go watch pros.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. College sports is not about the fan. The schools don't owe you or me anything.
Yeah.
The students do not owe the schools anything. The schools owe them, and for 40 years they got away with robbing the students.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're having to give them their fair share.
Right. Especially name, image, and likeness.
Yeah, which was and like the Supreme Court said, that rule was never legal.
Yeah.
We had to have someone bring it to us to strike it down. That rule should have never existed, and everyone that was a partner to that rule, NCAA, coaches, administration,
mm-hmm.
you all collectively violated the civil rights of several hundred thousand American citizens.
Yeah.
And they've cleaned that up. And the other thing with the transfer portal, they're going to shut that down. These kids can't just transfer every year if they want to. Why not? Every other college student is allowed to.
Mm-hmm.
They're students first. The fans aren't owed anything.
Yeah.
If the portal messes up your enjoyment of the game, go watch the pros.
Right.
These kids should not be bound in a contract to a university that doesn't care a rat's patootie about them
yeah.
once their eligibility is used up.
That's right. Another thing about Auburn I like to mention, they have a great hospitality
they really do.
And culinary program. And they have a few restaurants up there near Tumas Corner, don't they, that's an Italian restaurant that the students...
Oh, Ariccia.
Yeah,
it's part of the Auburn Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Lou, but I think... Oh, no, she was at Acre, maybe. No, I think she was at Ariccia.
Mm-hmm.
And which, for A-Day, she didn't get to be there for a full-on game situation.
Mm-hmm.
She was there for an A-Day.
Our friend... Mm-hmm. John Gibson is.
Yep. Yeah, he's taking on a full-time position there.
That's awesome. And awesome for him.
And when he gets a break, we'll have him back on to find out what that year was like providing food. And you know, his company doesn't just handle Auburn. They handle Bryant-Denny Stadium. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Bryant-Denny Tuberville Stadium. They handle Tennessee, I believe, Florida State. I mean, they handle a lot of the big things. Doing this food service for football, basketball, other sports. I left out equestrian SEC championship.
Well, I thought about that. I thought, yeah. But I've dealt with them in the wine business before up at on
at Aricia, or just the Auburn campus.
It may have been a different name for a different restaurant up there, but it was just world class, world class Italian theme.
Yeah. And Acre is a modern contemporary Southern thing that is James Beard level in Auburn. They've been nominated for best restaurant in the South James Beard Award multiple times. Yeah. So the restaurant scene in Auburn is phenomenal. Let's talk about the fast casual dining chains that all got their start there. Mama Goldberg's, Guthrie's Chicken, which was the very first chicken finger restaurant. Mm-hmm. Everyone else came after Guthrie's. Mm-hmm. Chicken Salad Chicks.
There you go.
I believe Taco Mama started in Auburn.
May have.
Yeah. It would shock you. It's a great testing ground for that kind of concept.
Right.
So a lot of them have launched from there. It's really, for such a small town.
I knew Chicken Salad Chicks.
Yeah, I think Taco Mama started there as well. And then, of course, you got in that same vein, but not Auburn-affiliated, is Moe's Barbecue, which was started by three Alabama graduates who moved to Colorado and couldn't find real barbecue. Because, you know, it's Colorado.
That's what you do.
Yeah. You go put a little South in your mouth.
Yeah, that's it. But I was just impressed when I was dealing up with Auburn up there with wine and stuff like that, what they did with their hospitality. And they take – and they've got it down – I believe they got it in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach area too.
Mm-hmm.
They have a course down there, I believe.
Yeah. I think so too, that it's jointly with – what is it, Gulf Coast?
I don't know if it's through them or not. Maybe
what did they rename?
Coastal College.
Yeah, that they renamed the hybrid of Faulkner State and
Coastal College.
Yeah,
but not 100% sure on that, but I know that Auburn was doing some things down there.
Yeah, and then of course Auburn is very important to industry in this state from a marine biology aspect of keeping the bay clean. So like they're one of the partners at the estuary down on Dolphin Island.
Just the our farming.
Yeah.
Agriculture.
Yeah. Gotta eat.
Gotta eat.
Gotta eat. You know, so.
Yeah, make them cows tasty.
Yeah, I remember in high school growing up with one of the tanners that the Tanner Williams area is named after. And, you know, we did the ubiquitous what did you do for summer vacation thing. And he got up and talked about, we went to Chicago, Illinois, and we saw the world's largest cattle livestock auction. And all he talked about was the farm stuff that they looked at. I went to talk to my dad, and I went, what a rube. And he goes, son, do you not realize he's going to feed half the country in a few years?
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up getting a scholarship from, I believe, President Reagan that put him through a full ride at Auburn to learn farm management sciences, which is how you learn how to operate 27,000 acres efficiently.
Right.
And, with a crew of 12 people.
Right.
And feed, you know, a quarter of a million people off your property.
Wow.
The biggest part of it is the budget and how you get any kind of stipends from the government on that, too, I promise you.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Right. And how to work with USDA, which is who you're going to deal with most of the time.
Funding.
Oof. Yeah. All right. Well, we had a great show today. Thank you, folks, for listening.
Helping some people.
So I hope you enjoyed our new intro.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I wasn't expecting that, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
There's more to come.
Yep.
Oh, okay, yeah. More to come.
Yeah.
So get out there, support local, be local, buy local.
Shop local.
Go to Stu's Place. Go to the Mac and Cheese.
Yeah, be there till about 4:30 today if y'all want to stop by.
There you go.
Little dining out. We put up a canopy in the courtyard yesterday. We had the nice little, I don't know what you call them, the tarp tent things that were hanging up there. We had that huge windstorm just ripped them off. So now we got a new canopy out there.
Awesome.
But when you come by, just say, hey, Stu, provolone.